I told when my brother was buried how that when he and I were boys, we had to go into the woods to get kindling. Little Edwin was with me going through the woods. He said, "Is this the place where you got kindling?" I said, "Yes, this is the place." Night after night after school, we had to go to the forest. And sometimes it was very hard. And then it would get dark and we had this heavy load of wood. And we'd load it on a wagon. My brother would be pulling the wagon and I would be pushing. And then we had to go through the dark woods. And I've always been blessed with a sanctified imagination. I could imagine the witches hiding under the leaves and the hobgoblins. And I could see them stretching out their bony hands after me. And I heard hellish voices. But I had a push, and my brother would turn around and says, "Come on, push. We're almost home." And then I smelled the fried potatoes and the coffee, and that gave me new courage.